Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Craig Agin of the Marion County Historical Society about the upcoming Pioneer Days.
We're talking about the upcoming Pioneer Days put on by the Marion County Historical Society. First of all, Craig, appreciate the time here. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on here on June 4th and 5th out at Marion County Park.
Well, the Historical Society is celebrating our annual Pioneer Days on June 5th. We've had this for several years. We love to have the people come out and visit all of our beautiful restored buildings here and celebrate the history of the Marion County Historical Society, which was started in 1955. We'll have a pancake breakfast on Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. and go until 10:30. Then we'll take a little break, and then we'll have a lunch available, some beef burgers and chips and drink at 11:30 until 2 o'clock, and then we break again and give us a little bit of a time to set up, and then at 2:30 we'll have our second induction into the Marion County Historical Society Hall of Fame.
So building tours, is that correct?
There'll be building tours. We'll have people staffing all the buildings, the beautiful Wabash Depot that originally was in Bussey, Iowa, the Valley Chapel, the Pleasant Ridge School, the Great Western Stagecoach Inn, the General Store, the Log Cabin, and of course our Marion County Museum.
What are some of the things that, you know, folks might see or find in all these particular buildings that I guess you would say are particularly interesting, I guess?
Well, they're just really interesting artifacts from the earlier days in Marion County. Obviously, like the depot, which had been transported in here from Bussey originally, is an original old depot from the early days of train transportation, and it has, you know, everything to do with that. The Pleasant Ridge School has all the old school desks and everything, the way the kids would have gone to a country school in those early days, in the 1800s, early 1900s. Is all the buildings are full of artifacts. Again, the General Store, with things that pertain to that. The Valley Chapel has beautiful old handmade pews that were from walnut lumber cut in a rural sawmill down by Marysville. Just everything is very period in all the buildings, and we think people will find it very, very interesting.
These buildings, were they actually functional as what they were like way back in the day, or are they just replicas, if you will?
The only replica type building we have, we didn't have a General Store available that we could find that we could physically move in to our historical village area. So we did recreate the General Store. But the chapel was originally over southwest of Knoxville. The Stagecoach Inn came from in the area of downtown Knoxville. The Pleasant Ridge School was south of Knoxville also. The Log Cabin was from up near Pleasantville or Swan. And so all these buildings, and of course, like I said, the Wabash Depot, which was originally built in 1904, was moved in here, transported in from Bussey. And one of our Hall of Fame inductees this year, Ernie Smith, was very instrumental in pursuing that, and was the lead effort in getting that done and getting that depot transported, you know, raised up by a house mover and brought to Knoxville to be placed here in the grounds of the Historical Society at the Marion County Park.
I guess any final pitch here about Pioneer Days or anything else we haven't touched on that you want to make sure folks are aware of here?
No, we encourage everyone to come out. We're working with the Knights of Columbus on our pancake breakfast. They've been very supportive of this project, and so we'll have great pancakes and sausage available starting 8 o'clock in the morning. That's always great, and like I said, then we're going to have a light lunch available for people that want to hang around, and there'll be a minimal charge, a reasonable charge for those things, like $6 for pancakes and sausage and drink, and I think $5 for our lunch. So it'll be very reasonable, and we just encourage people to show up, enjoy these beautiful buildings, visit with our several of our board members and volunteers who will be staffing the buildings, and we'll all have a good time.
Before we wrap up, if you could just tell folks how they can find out more information about the Marion County Historical Society. I suppose you've probably got a website, Facebook page, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, our website is kind of in an area of reconstruction right now, so we don't have much on there. We do have on Facebook. They can check with us on there. And for any information, if somebody really needs some information, my number is 891-0445. Anyone is willing or perfectly not a problem to call me. Craig Agin, current president of the society, and we have a wonderful group that work together, work very hard to keep this great village going.
Thanks to Craig Agin with the Marion County Historical Society for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.